Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, alive?
But yeah.
Jackson,
Got
can you hear me?
Concerned.
Nate? Did you get resurrected?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Finally, my God. Okay, now we gotta start her off. Hello, everybody. This is Singing in the Closet with Nathan Weidkamp, and today we have Jenna again for a second podcast today,
Yay!
Second episode, and then we have Jackson.
You guys are gonna regret watching this or listening to this.
So, we were talking about Jenna was having some issues with a sixth grader who was trying
grader?
To send naughty pictures.
Yeah, really.
It was a
and
sixth
receive
grader?
Naughty pictures.
Wait, I never knew that it was a sixth.
Shush,
grader.
Jackson. And Jackson taught us a valuable lesson. He said, pretend like you're a furry. Be really annoying so he goes away. And that's what he does to his uncle. And apparently it works.
I didn't say furry. I said morph suit. But I can stand by a furry as well.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my god, one time my friend was painting
Jenna,
nails.
Jenna, stop.
And she got like a
no,
piece of
Jenna.
Hair. No, this is funny. It's not a furry. And she got a piece of hair
stop
stuck in
this.
My finger. And she calls it
can
my
Can we just
furry
get rid
finger.
Of Jenna right now? She's making loud noises.
You don't mean that.
I see a lighter across the room and I'm tempted to go grab it.
And do what with it?
Can you kill yourself with a lighter?
I feel like
I
he's gonna kill me with the lighter.
Enough, you probably could.
Like, how could you?
Okay. Well, if there's any.
Yeah.
You!
Are we just running over ways to kill yourself? I think that's going to be the theme of today's episode.
Okay.
This guy just
okay,
said
no,
his
here.
Boner.
Jenna. Say nice leg. Say nice leg.
No, say mine's bigger.
That's amazing. No, but I think if you really think about it, you could really, if you were creative enough, kill yourself with anything.
How
really?
Can you kill yourself with, like, a piece of, like, dog fur.
Well, no.
Just one.
Dog fur, you shove
yeah,
it
I know.
Down
it also,
your
like,
throat.
A lot of things that also have to come down to, like, suffocation type of deal.
Yeah, but, like, you can't suffocate yourself with one piece of dog fur.
I don't know.
Shove it
if you're, like,
butthole.
An infant. No, but.
Well,
if you're, like, a fetus,
it,
maybe.
Shove your fingers. If you shove your fingers, like, all the way down. And you
but
push that dog fur all the way down.
Just
but
one piece?
No, yeah. No, I said no.
Yeah.
No, I said like, there's a reason I said almost, Nate, okay? God.
No, I'm talking about Jenna here. Jenna's not making any sense.
Stop being such a partner, Nate.
No. So, okay,
this
say you.
This is becoming so much better with Jackson in here.
Thank you.
It's like last time you were going super sicko serious mode.
But now she has someone to counteract her sicko mode with more.
Exactly. We can scream at Jenna now.
Okay, say you have a piece of dog fur you put in your mouth, and then you take your two
wait,
fingers,
what if you're,
right?
That's
and you
shove that's
it
using
in.
Your finger.
I feel like you've done this
yeah.
before, Jenna.
But you're
shoving two fingers in holes.
You're assisting it. Like, you're using.
Yeah, no, but like, whoa. We learned about the respiratory system this year, and it's like,
we also learned about the reproductive system.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're talking about right now.
I think we're talking about a lot of things. I think that's what John wants to talk about.
Okay.
Boner.
It's the dude who's... John's it's the sixth grader who's trying to send Jenna nudes.
Bro.
Oh,
bro
no, he did.
Bro,
he did.
Bro.
In fact, no.
Jenna,
he sent me nudes.
Jenna, give me... Jenna,
yeah.
Jenna, give me your account, and I can I just troll him?
No, he says he's going to kill himself. Whatever.
No, that's a different person.
I'm messing around with
a
this kid.
A different person?
What? There's multiple people
yeah.
sending you nudes?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I get it all the time.
Whoa, flex actually. On him.
Okay, so I'm trying to help Dan out here, and he sends me a picture of this, like, 4-incher kind of thing.
Yeah, because he thinks Nate's me.
And then he said he's going to kill himself because I blocked him.
Yeah,
I just stapled a bouncy ball.
I said, that's not your silly.
Say, get off the internet. It's your bedtime.
And then Nate was over here, like, taking pictures of his elbow, making it look like a butt.
Bro, even though it was actually kind of thick. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. He believed it.
Podcast, you can...
Yeah, but you also didn't know how to spell pussy. Or nudes.
But I did take a picture of a nice booty hole. Not mine. I found it on the internet. And I gave that to him and said it was a...
Send him
a
Shrek. Pust. No, send
a pust.
Send him Shrek's nudes.
It's a pust. A P-U-S-S-T. Not a P-U-S-S-Y. Pust. P-U-S-S-T.
No, send him a picture of Shrek's nudes.
And I said, learn some anatomy. That is my pust. He said, I want a mirror pic of your pust. I said, this is my puss. Learn some anatomy. He's like, I took sex and you didn't. He's like, okay.
And now he's going to kill himself. Yeah. He may have killed himself and we wouldn't
I'm
know.
I'm kind of fine cause... with that. I'm not going to lie. Because if there's a sixth grader ambitious.
No, Nate, you're saying that now. But like, how would this hold up in like the court of law? Like, now, like two months later we're just sitting in a court and the judge is just like replaying this audio.
I mean, what, it's not like we're intentionally like bullying him, like he's sexually really harassing Jenna.
That is kind of true. Mm-hmm.
And technically sexually harassing me, so
Nate in court starts bursting out into tears.
You should get another one.
Hi, Mom. Good night. Yes.
Did you take a shower?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hi, Jackson's mom.
Hi. Whoever that is. Who is that?
That's Nate.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate.
We were on the Phillies together.
What?
We were on the Phillies.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. In AAA.
I just figured out there's no mute button on this. Let's go.
What? You're trying to mute us?
He's trying to mute himself because his mom walked in the room.
And I just figured out there's mute button.
Okay, I'm really scared.
But the thing is, like, it's 2019.
Just block them all.
We can be whatever gender we want.
Yeah. Just block them all. I'm just throwing at that. Honestly. Because you're just encouraging them.
That's not a gender, Jenna.
I'm sending him a picture of my nose.
What are you doing?
You're encouraging him, Jenna. Don't do that.
Do you want to see the picture? I'll show him. I went like this.
Send a picture of your ankles to Mr. A.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
No, guys, you should honestly.
That was so funny.
You should honestly just block them though when they do that, because then you're just encouraging them.
I sent him a picture of my nose.
You should send him a piece of bubblegum shaped like an orange.
It's like a circle?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not that hard to really recreate an orange.
But with very small dimples.
Mm-hmm. I say put a face on it so it can be the annoying orange.
This is actually like a kind of cool talk show, I'm not gonna lie.
Dude.
This came to better luck than I thought it would.
Honestly.
Singing in the Closet with Jackson and Jenna.
I'm not singing, I'm screaming. Yeah. I can't sing.
Well, the point is we only sang once, and that was in the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I was locked in the closet. I'm no longer locked in the closet.
Now you came out of the closet.
Yeah, now we came out as straight.
I told you I wasn't gay in the first episode.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I had this copy of Stephen King's The Shining, and I took it from Miss Piva's room last year. And
nice.
I never gave it back, and it doesn't have her name on it.
Whoa.
And I have no intention of reading it, but now I have it. So, yeah.
One time, Mrs. Robbins, I brought her a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi or whatever.
How dare you mix up Coke and Pepsi? Uh-huh.
Okay, Coke is better. I'm not going to lie.
I like
Coke is definitely better.
Yeah, Coke is better. But I think Diet.
I'll drink Pepsi out of a bottle,
like,
but that's
Dr.
it.
Dr. Pepper.
So, I we did the recycling thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? I didn't do anything until the night of.
Yeah.
And what I did is I.
Wait, hold on.
Took some popsicle sticks, a towel, and a piece of sandpaper. Put it all together and then spray painted it navy blue, and it was a coaster.
food.
And I brought her a Diet Pepsi on top of it. Interesting. And I got extra credit.
I was contemplating, I forget what I made for my thing, but I should have just gotten a, what's it called? Like,
can you stop? What are you talking about?
I made a light
Jenna?
Board
stop.
For mine.
Some girl freaking sewed a shirt. I was like,
sewed?
Yeah.
Sewed?
No. She got ripped up jeans and she made a denim jacket. I'm like, oh, what? Like, that?
You should have just made a dog.
In sixth grade, I was.
Hold on. If you, like, take your dog and, like, make it into food, does that count as recycling?
Oh my god. This dude said, want to trade nudes? No, he said, like, want to trade, like, meaning as nudes. And I said, Pokemon
I'm
cards.
I'm proud of you. You flip.
No. I wanna deal with the next guy, okay?
No, I wanna deal with it.
No, Jackson.
Okay.
No. Just okay.
Dang.
My ears kind of hurt from having these earbuds in all day. Not all day, but like for a couple hours.
Yeah. No, but with my recycling project, I used to be like a nerd, so I would like actually try, but like on this one project. Since I have, like, really good grades in science, because science is just so easy last year. Because, like, all you have to do is just, like, turn in the work, and then you get credit. Except for that one 200-point assignment. No, but, yeah, all I did for that was, you know those, like, ice cups?
Mm-hmm.
Those, like, ice bottles?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, a fizzy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two of those bottles. And I cut, cut one of them in half. And what I did, basically, and I put that half on top of it, making the cup longer, so you could store two of those drinks. So, basically.
Okay, that's not how it works. If you take one bottle, split it in half, and then put it on top of the other one.
I forgot what.
And put it on top of the other half. It's going to be the same amount.
I took, like, two of those bottles, and I made two compartments. And you could hold two flavors of that drink. And.
Oh, I thought you made. You took a bottle, cut it in half, and then put it on top of the other half. And then you could carry twice the amount.
And then I just went to town with duct tape on it. And eventually, it was able to hold in, like, 2 ounces of drink. And
I should have done that. Took one bottle, cut it in half, put it on top of the other one, and said it had double the fluid. There's this light bulb that I feel like it's staring at me, but it's not. Because light bulbs don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I asked him Pokemon.
Did he give you a Charizard? Stop cutting out. Did he give you a Charizard?
All I heard was,
This is like in like anime shows where they leave you at a cliffhanger at every episode.
Want to see my
Digbits? Okay, for my recycling project, I painted
my Ekans
blue. And then I like.
Want to see my onion turtle?
Ground cups, and I put it in there, and then I put lights.
Would you like to see my Charizard?
I have a Pikachu with your name on it.
I'm like Pikachu, except my tail's in the front.
And it's always active.
What? Is Pikachu not active?
I don't know.
So what are you saying? I'm just like full, just rock salt all the time. That would honestly be quite a burden, because if you wanted to bend down, you know.
Bro, no.
That would suck.
When I wasn't in here, we could go on about, like, guy problems, even though, like, girls have, like, much worse. Like, come on, like, let's be honest, though, like.
I mean, they got periods, but, like, we gotta deal with, okay, so,
Jenna, you guys may have
teepees.
But we have to deal with whenever we stand up, like, to go do, like, a presentation. Like, I'm just gonna use this one phrase that I love. Little dude big now. Dude.
So here's a life hack. you want to wear cargo shorts, right? Some kind of stiffer shorts.
It's not even that, Nathan. It's not even that. It's like when you're wearing jeans, at least you have like the use of like the zipper, kind of like weighs it down almost. But like when you're in PE, bro,
there's helicopters everywhere. Just
there's nothing holding that man back.
One of my friends, his PE teacher gave him a detention because he was clapping.
I remember.
No, like actually, during the mile, if you wear a loose pair of underwear, all you hear is.
Oh my gosh! One time I humped this guy and I could feel it against me.
One time you humped this guy and you could feel it against you.
No, I hugged him. This guy hugged me and I could feel it against me.
That's kind of hot.
Wait, there's a lot of things that you could feel. You could feel his arm. You could.
No, she's talking about his like
third leg,
his shaft.
His dill pickle.
Dylan?
Still not over Dylan. references him in conversations by saying dill pickle.
Yeah, I'm talking about that pickle.
Dude, no, it's like, it's also like weird because like a lot of
anime, like, shows that kind of stuff is like a dragon. Do you know what I'm talking about,
Jackie? What the heck?
No, I don't watch it.
I've never even watched like, anime in my life. 20 episodes
of Naruto, and then I was like, yeah.
For
today.
I've watched Attack on Titan, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. Because, like, the thing about anime is that, like, yeah, anime is okay, but I'd just much rather watch, like, the
Office. Okay, let's just stop talking about anime. This is getting, like, not, like, serious. We're getting into serious conversations. We don't want that.
No, I'm really I've never even watched anime in my life.
Okay, Jenna, we just ended the conversation about anime.
Old news, can you stop old news, old news.
I'm kind of bullying Jenna. Just me. I'm bullying Jenna right now.
I will leave this podcast right now.
And then we can talk about male issues.
No, but
here's a life hack.
That's weird. Is that
you pull out on the pants.
I don't know what. No.
With the underwear, go up, and then just.
No, but
elastic it with. So you take the top band of the underwear and move it down a little bit. And then it's like,
but then you're also like
perfectly secure.
But then you're grabbing your wee wee though. That's the only thing.
You don't have to grab. You only have to grab the underwear. So all you're doing.
But you're still looking weird. Like, what if you're just standing there? And then like, I just like look behind to look at you, and I just see you like going ham like on your shorts, like trying to like adjust it. Like I just see you like trying to do like bust down the blue face, like. But, like
you're, well, hold on, because I'm used to doing that because baseball cup. Whatnot,
dude? No, that's so
bad. You adjust your crotch every about like 30 seconds.
Because like when I'm going to the store, because for some reason whenever I buy like my my cup and my shorts that go with it, I like the one that I have right now. The shorts are so big; they're seriously as long as my car, like the cargo shorts that I wear sometimes. And it's like the cup just doesn't fit in there, so it's like always like falling down and like
my sliders are so tight.
Like, actually. Oh, my Lanta. What is this conversation?
Well, don't worry. You can complain about your cheer uniform after this, Jenna. We'll let you do that. But
your cheer uniform isn't that bad. They got aeration. We don't.
No, but here's the thing. Usually, we have to get them in, like, a size bigger because we have to wear them for 3 years. But since it's my last year, I got it in the smallest size possible so I look thick.
That's kind of smart.
The one conversation I had with you this school year, I still remember it because it was just, I found it so funny. It was in PE.
Me?
With you. Down. And then you were talking about how your jeans, how your mom made you wear them, and you were mad because they didn't make you look thick.
I remember that. And they made me
look Cairo thick. Told me that I look thick.
He also grabbed my butt on my birthday.
No, he grabbed my butt, like, multiple times.
Yeah, same as
Gabby and Jade. I guess I'm just like Fergalicious.
I don't know why. I don't know. I was gonna talk about this earlier. Like, I don't know why guys think that their penis is attractive.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's like
it's honestly not.
It's only attractive when the girl is not looking at it. And well, actually, no, never mind. That's gonna sound weird.
It's only attractive when you're not looking at it.
Yeah, because
just cut it off right there. We don't need to explain anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Why do guys, like...
Why did you start screaming all of a sudden? Okay, like, we're having a nice, mellow conversation. Okay, you guys.
And you're like, hey, guys.
Okay, why do you guys, like, play with girls so much? It's very rude and disrespectful, and I don't find it nice.
What do you mean, play with girls?
Like,
well, no. Like, because they think that, girls, like being, like, almost, like, feeling... I don't know. Like,
hold on. I need to know what you mean by playing.
No, like, they'll, like, hit on girls, but then not actually like them. And they'll, like, lead them on. And it's,
like, like that?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that they...
Because it's fun.
Well, no, because they feel like...
And it kind of boosts your ego.
Yeah, because they feel like, oh, yeah, I'm wanted. And then it kind of sets in, like, with their ego.
Well, cause the thing is, I hate getting
hit on. I thought you were, like, playing physically. And to that, I would say it's just fun. You know?
Like, I hate being hit on unless it's by someone I like.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I hate being called, like, hot. Like, that's gross. Like, I'm 13, I'm not hot.
I'm not going to call someone hot.
I feel like
I'll call them cute. I'm not going to call them hot.
I mean, that you shouldn't say, like, talk to someone, like, that you're, like, not dating or, like, that they know that you like them and they like you. And you shouldn't say, like, you're so hot and so beautiful out of nowhere. But, like, if they're ever saying, like, you're, like that they're ugly and stuff like that and they're feeling down, then that's okay to say, like, no, you're not. Like, you're fine.
I'm not going to say pretty. I'm not going to say beautiful. I'm not going to say hot. I say cute. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. It's the one word I say.
Mm-hmm. No, because, like, someone could be cute, but you don't like them. Like, I can't...
Exactly. But, so people don't take it too seriously when you say that.
Uh-huh. Like,
what? Yeah, but if you're dating someone, like, I would prefer someone was dating next, but, like, pretty.
When I...
No.
When I see...
Well, I mean, the one reason I use that one word is just because it kind of works in all contexts. Because if you're dating someone, you call them cute, whatever, you know? It's still, you know, like, hey, whoa. And then, if you're not, you can be flirting with someone. If it goes wrong, you can play it off. Or even if you're not, you can still use it and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's the versatility. Key factor.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something that I thought was good.
I got to get some shorts on. By the way, what do you guys sleep in?
I sleep in sometimes with, during the summer, I sleep with, my shirt off and sometimes in underwear just because, I'm on the second story and I sit in, a loft bed. So, you know how they say in science, heat rises? Well, heat rises to basically where I am. So, it gets really hot up there when I am. And, yeah, so that's the only reason why,
I wear kind of short shorts, you know?
Yeah.
But they're loose.
And when I,
nothing underneath those.
And when I sleep...
No socks, no shirt, that's it.
And when I sleep... Oh, dude, okay. Do people sleep in socks? Because I hate socks so much. I don't know why, but I feel like I have, a phobia of socks. Because,
sometimes I will.
Whenever
in specific times. If I'm, in Tahoe or something, it's really cold. Or if I'm, sleeping in a car.
I love sleeping in the cold. There's...
Socks.
Sometimes I don't have to, in the summer, wear, just my no shirt and stuff like that because there's an AC unit not an AC unit there's not an AC unit in my bedroom there's an air vent that aims right at me and but it's also kind of freaky though because it's right next to my door and sometimes when the AC is on it will close my door out of nowhere and slam it and keep it closed so if I'm playing games on my computer I just hear a bang it just scared the death out of me.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. My room's the same way.
Yeah.
I can't find my phone case. I literally just had it.
I guess we're not on that comp.
Oh, my God, I'm scared.
Why?
What?
Did you see another Wee-Wee?
He told me to show him my Pokemon.
Oh, here, go.
Just show him a picture of your dog.
No, Jenna. So put your phone over your, put your hand over your camera, to, black out the screen, then draw your best
picture. Yeah. Oh, that's true. I just have a picture of my dog.
I can't find my phone case.
Puppy! Oh, okay, I have a stuffed animal. I'll just send him a picture of a stuffed animal.
Is it weird to have stuffed animals now?
No, I have so many stuffed animals.
I have a whole collection.
Yeah, I still have
same
one stuffed animal.
Touched.
some nights when I'm like just feeling sad or whatever, I don't know. I'm like,
oh yeah, for sure. That or a pillow.
Just to help, yeah, that.
Like, yeah.
Because I like my pillows, I don't close. But like, yeah, I just like grip onto my like blankets on my like stuffed animals.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
That just helps me go to sleep. Because it just kind of soothes me, because it just makes me feel like that I have something there. But yeah. What happens if I staple a penny? Have you ever stapled yourself before?
No.
I have. Didn't. Because I was, I did it in class, too. And it was, like, it, to me, like, the experience was so funny. Because I was, so it was in Miss Ringa's class. And we were, like, we were doing, like, some sort of project. And, like, we had this, and I was stapling some papers to the thing. And the stapler was jammed. So I was taking up, I, like, picked up, like, to open, empty the stapler. And, like, see the storage. I was looking at that. And I was, like, picking up the stapler. And when I put it back in, it, like, I had, like, it was, like, it's like, you know when you, like, pull on, like, the stapler hard enough, it can, like, become, like, 180 degrees almost. So, like, you can staple stuff on, like, a wall. But I was doing that.
I look like a gamer girl. What the heck?
And when I was closing it, my finger was right on the thing, and I completely stapled my finger. But the thing is that when I didn't make a single noise, and there was, like, blood, like, there was, like, blood, like, coming from my hand, and I still didn't make a noise. I just, like, walked over to the sink, grabbed a paper towel, and, like, no one noticed me. And I was, like, brushing off my hand. And then I just went to Miss Ranga, and I just said, can I have a Band-Aid, please? And then, yeah, that's how I stapled my finger. And no one
did it
until I sat down, and they saw a Band-Aid on my finger.
So, I was playing with a stapler one time.
What? How do you play with a stapler?
Yeah, I was shooting staples across the room.
Your dad just walks in, hey, dinner's ready!
No, it was in my mom's classroom, so it's, like, pretty large.
Uh-huh.
And I decided, hey, I want to shoot staples. And so I started shooting staples, you know, doing the thing. And I get my it goes completely through my finger, through the nail. And then one of them curves around. So you have one stuck in, and then one that's going all the way through the nail. I was done screwed, man.
Dude.
Oh, dude, like, this dude's really trying to get with me right now. I'm really laughing.
Block him, honestly. That's what, like, that's what I feel like. Yeah. No, but I feel like that, like, when it comes to, like, painful stuff, that it's, like, the most painful things are, like, the little things. Like, because when I broke my arm, I was doing parkour for 5 seconds. Like, the first parkour thing I ever did, I did it, and then I broke my arm. And like,
what are we talking about as far as parkour? Like, are you being serious about parkour? Okay. Or like,
my friend told me that my friend Ethan, he does parkour, and he was like, hey, you should come to parkour with me. And like, my and Evan and George was gonna be there because he had like this like bring a friend deal thing. So like, okay, sounds cool because I was already thinking about doing it maybe. So we get there, and you're like, yeah, let's go to the giant foam pit, and it's like the way that you and says so like, okay. So I followed him, and the way that you get there is that, like, you go up on this ramp, then you jump onto this ledge, and there's, like, a little, like, 3 feet gap, I want to say, and, like, by the time you're up on the ramp, you're, like, 4 feet high, and then, like, the jump to the, to, like, the little ledge to get up to the foam pit is about, like, 6 feet high. So he jumps up, he gets it, like, easy, so I was like, oh, okay, this doesn't look too hard, so, like, the way I was gonna do is I was just gonna jump. And then I was gonna like hope like that when I hit it, that my body flips onto the ledge, so I can just like hold it and like I can just like use like half my body just to pull up because I have like no upper body strength. I'm a twig, but I play baseball, so like yeah, of course I'm a twig. But so I do it. I jump. My body hits the ledge, but instead of going forwards, it goes backwards, and I land. And like I used to do taekwondo a lot, so I learned how like the back fall. But the thing is that I haven't done it in, like, a year, in, like, a few years. So when I did it, my left arm hit way before my right arm in my entire body. And my, I forget the bones. I don't pay attention to the signs.
but one of the bones on my top on like next to my hand. I feel like it's not your wrist, but like before that, like under your elbow, like between your wrist. I had a fracture right there on one of them, on one of those two bones. But like the thing was, is that it wasn't like just because like the shock, it didn't really hurt. It was just like I was just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, because it was like I couldn't like move my wrist really. Like I could, but I like couldn't. Like I couldn't twist it completely. And but the thing was, is that it just didn't really hurt that bad. It was just really, really. It wasn't until like I had my cast on that I was just feeling super, super sore. But the thing is that with like stuff like stubbing your toe, or like, or like biting your tongue, like stuff like that, like just hurts so much. And I'm sure while like getting like your finger chopped off probably hurts a lot more. But the thing is that I feel like that is like the little things cause so much more pain for you in your life, because like one or like the other thing's gonna really happen that often, and it's like there's like, or like
the most painful thing I've experienced is paper cut between the fingers.
Oh god,
that was so so bad.
The most painful thing is when I was at a cheer competition, I got elbowed in the face and my tooth got knocked out.
My brother dove into the pool. Dove into our pool, right?
Jackson!
Hit his tooth on the bottom.
I'm just thinking about, like, where it's like, already, girls, let's go. And one, and two, and...
No, Jackson, do you remember that? It was in fifth grade, and I stood up to school, and I had all this stuff all over my teeth, because I had to put, like, and I was late for, like, the day of, like, the Walk Through American Revolution, because I had to get, like, this braces on to hold my teeth in.
Yeah.
Alrighty, girls, let's go. And one, and two.
No, we were stunting, and my flyer, she's, like, a year older than me, and there's, like, when you come down from a stunt, like, they, like, fall down almost, but not really fall, and you, like, twist in the air, and as she was twisting, she elbowed me in the face, and it was just scary. And I remember the only thing I was concerned about was making sure I didn't get blood on my uniform.
Dude, I remember when, I could just, like, imagine if there's, like, a, like, flyer that's, like, a lot bigger than, like, the rest of the people. And, like, they're all terrified of her. So, like, when they launch her up, they're like, alrighty, girls, and let's go. And they just throw her up. And then when they hit the ground, it's just like...
Oh.
I'm so stupid.
Okay, Jackson.
I used to be a flyer.
I need some, like... Is this true?
What?
A messy bun. An oversized shirt or sweatshirt and short shorts.
TikTok. Hi, TikTok. I don't
know. Oh my god. I love TikTok.
I go on it so often. It's like, and I'm just, I don't know why. It's just like, every once in a while, I just find like something good and it's just worth it. Like, sure, I can go onto Reddit and find like, good things like five times as fast. But the thing about TikTok is like, I found so many good videos that I have in my camera roll. And it's just amazing. No, but the thing is like, I was going to say this earlier when we were talking about, like, if you should call someone, like, hot or not. It's, like, I can't be, like, attracted to someone if I don't know what they are and who they are. And, like, sure, I can say, yeah, that person's cute or whatever. Or, like, yeah, she's pretty hot or whatever. But I can't really say, yeah, I like her or whatever. Or, like, if I would date her, because I'd have to, like, get to know her, first of all. And then if I do, like, her person, like, if she could be the most beautiful person in the freaking world, and I could still be, like, nah, if her personality just sucked. And that's, like,
true.
I think that that's, like, kind of rude to say, like, your past personality sucks. It's just, I think a more appropriate term would just be not for me. Because, yeah.
Well, that's not true, though. They're like, I mean, I guess. But I need to know your opinion, visually, about the messy bun, oversized shirt, and short shorts.
I always like, I don't know why, I just like more casual looks, so I guess messy buns would be okay. Like,
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
See? It's true.
I just feel like...
I never disagreed with you. I just said it makes me feel whack because that's how I'm dressed right now.
Yeah, no, I just think that, like, for me, at least, like, when I dress up, I like to look more casual. Like, I hate going to, like, fancy dinners and stuff like that because I don't feel like I belong. I just, like, love being, like, in really casual. And it doesn't even have to be, like, thrash and stuff like that. I could be perfectly fine walking around town in, like, almost like a army green, like, sweatshirt and some, like, white shorts or whatever. I'll be perfectly fine doing that and, like, wearing a hat or, like, a beanie. I'd be perfectly comfortable doing that. But, like, when it comes to, like, people, like, wearing, like, I hate this because, like, I like to wear long sleeve shirts and, like, short and a t-shirt because I like a lot of t-shirt designs that I have. And I just, like, and I want to be warmer during, like, the cold. So people call me, like, an e-boy. And I never really got that. And then now people are saying that I should be a soft boy and get, like, button up. But the thing is that I just feel uncomfortable in them. Because, like, this isn't for me. And I just like being, like, really I just like looking really casual. And I just like having my own style. Like, if people say, oh, my God, you're doing an e-boy look or whatever. I'm like, no, I just like to be more of a casual type of deal.
I just like to wear clothes that I think are cute.
My issue is...
I would, like, love being a girl because I think that I could, like... I would like so many girl clothes because, like, I feel like that girls have a lot more creativity almost. And sorry, Nate, I cut you off. Sorry.
I'm kind of just, like... I'll go, like, full head over heels.
Mm-hmm.
For that casual look.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But, like... It's almost like a fetish, you know?
Well,
like, if I see that, then I'm like, whoa, okay. You know?
Whenever, like, when I'm going out with, like, friends and stuff, I don't dress up. And, like, when I'm just, like, at my house, I don't. But whenever I go to school, I just get so stressed out, like, about what I wear. Like, not even for, like, guys, but, like, for, like, what girls see me wear. Because I feel like they're more judgmental than the guys.
I could care less because I don't care about getting girls. I care about getting a girl. Because I don't think that it's important for people to think, oh my God, he's so hot or whatever. Cause, like, I don't need to dedicate my entire life to do that. I'd prefer to be happy. And if someone, and, like, I would like someone to be who I am and not who I, or what I look like type of deal. And, like, that's what I also, on TikTok, I also get, like, a little paranoid. Cause there's, like, a lot of, like, because I find, like, a lot of, like, really good videos on there that, like, don't get much love. But then there's, like, there's videos where it's, like, it's just a guy and he's just, like, there. And he's just, like, not even doing anything. He's just sitting there, just, like, mouthing the lyrics, like, blah, 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 blah. And it's, like, getting, like, 2.5 million likes. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it really irritates me.
That's also, like, our society today. So it's either get with it or leave it type of deal.
Well, I think, like, I don't like the way anybody really dresses at school. I'm going to be dead honest.
Well, I also think that
everybody's just, like, so uptight.
Well, also, I just think it's, like, you do you type of deal. It's, like, yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. But if anybody wants to, like, be noticed by me, they got to go for it. They got to go for the messy bun.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think people should try, though, to be like, I want to get noticed by him senpai. Oh my God.
I know, but the thing is,
because then it's like, that makes me feel bad if, like, someone's doing that, because I wouldn't want to be like, I don't want them to give up their, like, life so that they could make me happy. Like, just,
I feel like it just, most of the time, just outfits just turn people away. Like, the way you present yourself is so much. And if you keep it basic like that...
It's like... No, it's like judging a book by a cover. Because it's like... Because humans, in like... our natural instincts are to judge things right when they see them. Because it's... Because, like, it was first, like, a survival instinct. Like judging an area if we should go in or go not. To, like, if it's safe to go get food or whatever. But now, it's, like, turned into, like, if they're hot or not. Because we don't have to worry about where we go or whatever. It just turned into, like, or, like, who they are, judging them, like, right away, like,
right.
I mean, survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And people are most attracted to the healthiest, strongest.
Well, no, not necessarily. Some people like bigger people, and that they do.
That is true.
They do them.
Some, well, generally the trend is the healthiest people.
No, I think that
most of the time the biggest people.
That has to do with. I think that, like, no offense. I think that has to do with guys, though, mainly. That, like, I think guys have this, like, weird stereotype that they have to have be ripped. They have to have, like, abs or whatever, and they have to
because
lean because it's like because they.
The basic instinct is to look for somebody who's just strong, adequate, healthy,
and yeah, because and
honestly, I just look for someone if they're funny. That's how, like, I first start liking someone, is if they're funny. Like, if you're not funny, I can't.
I feel like every girl notices okay. humor first. And anybody who has humor is just kind of a head start. Because I feel like if I just kind of go out there and throw a joke around, it works most of the time.
And then it's like, if I'm able to talk to you. Like, if you don't talk to me at all, like, I can't like you. Because it's just, like, that's stupid.
Like, I'm not trying to brag right now, but, like, having people, I've had a couple people tell me, just, like, having someone just easy to talk to.
Yeah.
Someone who will listen is, like, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. No, I also think that, like, with, like, the internet now, that, like, people have now, like, raised their standards, because they've seen, like, because the thing about the internet, it connects the the cream of the crop type of deal, because it like highlights like the people who are like the most attractive or the most funny. So it's like people like, why can't I find a guy like that? When it's really like, why can't or like why shouldn't you not? I don't know. I'll try to worry about like, but they think that like that their dream guy is gonna be like ripped abs, like.
I don't want really a cute, guy like that though. Like I'm like
really cute, like and like. Has like a great sense of style, but at the same time, it's like they completely overlook. They like they're focused too much on what they don't have instead of what they have, type of deal.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't want to date like the number one guy that like every girl likes, because then that's just like I can't do that. It's too much stress.
Well, no, then it's like turn into like more of like. Yeah, like, a battle royale, like you're trying to get that guy, and, like, you're all competing, almost.
I kind of feel bad right now, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, one of the first things I notice is the way people look.
I know, no, well, no,
because... And most of the times I approach people because of that.
That's also the type of deal, like, you can't control your thoughts, and I feel so bad about what I think sometimes, because, and I also just try and blame it off on, like, guy, like, hormones type of deal. Cause you can't control your thoughts. It's just you can control what you say. You just can't control what you think about, because that's the thing. Cause it's like, and it just makes me mad too. Cause I like
some people like it, some people don't. It's kind of a preference people have, well, or they'd be.
I think
they'd like to be thought about like that. Go ahead.
Well, like. For, like, the person, like, I like, I first noticed them because of their looks, but I don't like them because of their looks. Like, that's how I first started to, like, think of them as something, like, different than a friend. But then, like, their personality is the reason why I really like them.
Jeez. Come on now.
You're not helping us, Jenna.
No, she said something that's, like, not nice.
No, I also think, no.
Are you trying to say something,
Jenna? How is that not?
Huh.
What do you mean?
No, I think that... Oh, yeah.
Wait, no, Nate, what do you mean?
Where's the pop?
Do you want me to say it?
When you need it.
Are you trying to... you trying to say something about me, Jenna?
Shut up!
You didn't hear my joke earlier. She was like, she was like, I really like someone if they're, like, really funny. I was like, then why don't you like me?
Jenna over here.
Sorry, Jenna, we're being very stupid.
Like, calling me ugly and whatnot.
I didn't... No, I said the first reason I started to like the person I like is because of their looks. But I don't like them because... Like, I like
I'm cuddling a blanket.
But for their personality.
Look at them.
Their looks.
Look what you did.
Yeah. See how lonely I am?
Their looks is just the reason why I noticed them. But then I started liking them for their personality.
Haha, she's saying that I'm like pretty cool, Leo.
Yes, you're welcome. I didn't call you ugly, woo! So that's the reason I noticed you.
Wait, but I'm cuddling a blanket still. Because it's warm. And I'm cold.
Yeah. So what should we talk about now?
I was going to say something.
Oh, say it.
No balls.
No, but I forgot.
I hate when that happens. Because, like, when you...
Jackson, do you have any, like, guy issues we can talk about?
I think one of the guy issues is, like... I don't know. I also... I kind of feel, like, weird. Well, I think that, like, I already said, like, a lot of guy issues that I already feel. And it's, like, weird for me. Like, oh, okay. Well, no, one of the things that I hate about that, like, guy issues... Like, one of the guy issues that I have is that, like, when we, like, comes to, like, dressing up, we have, like, no real creativity. And I was, like, already touching on this, like, earlier. But it's, like, girls, they have their, like, they, or, like, most girls, I should say. Because a lot of girls like to rock their shorter hair. But they have, like, a lot of creativity in their look. Because they have longer hair so that they could, like, braid it or style.
They have makeup.
And, yeah, they have makeup.
And if we wear makeup, we're considered... You know,
yeah, no,
weird.
Yeah, no, and it's like they have really cool. They can wear dresses.
We can be comfortable as they cannot.
They have really cool, like, they have really cool. They have all the clothes that we have, but more. And it's like all the like guy style of clothing nowadays. I hate. Well, I don't like to say hate. Well, yeah. I don't like to say hate a lot because, like, I know that I'm referring to clothing, but, like, when you also talk about people, I don't like to say hate a lot because hate means, like, I like to think that hate means, is, like, if you're in a room that, like, one-on-one, that, and it didn't, like, nothing matters, that you would, like, necessarily, like, kill them or harm them type of people.
I'm going
to
be, like...
I just like to say dislike because...
I'm going
to
be pretty mean right now.
What?
It's kind of unfair... like, our general job as people. Because, you know, girls doing guy stuff is, like, kind of cool in society. When we do girl stuff, it's, like, kind of weird, you know? Well, and then...
Because we...
in any relationship, we always have to chase after a girl. Pretty much, we're expected to.
Early on, I'm not saying, like, in our own society, but we've almost, like, established... that, like, girls and guys are almost as a different species. And because it's, like, each species has their own job, almost.
I just wish that we...
Where, like, the woman is meant to be, like, I don't mean any of this, by the way, if I offend any people by saying this, but it's, like, the stereotypical thing, and, like, in our society, also, before I say this, like, our society has... done a lot better at this, but it's like that women are almost as if to be claimed because they want to say like that's my girl type of deal. And I'm sure like that when people say that they don't mean like to be like that way at all, but it's like we've established like these barriers where it's like girls like pink and purple and guys like blue and green. And
well, what it's come down to is like,
and that girls play with like Barbie dolls, and that guys play with action figures, and that girls do makeup, and that guys play video games, and it's like, it's just a bunch of like, yeah.
The one thing that, because it used to be, you know, like women don't have rights or whatnot; they're like owed by the men.
Yeah,
it's not like that anymore.
Hoppity, women are
so the women end up on top, and we're like. We're the ones getting it on our knees for them.
Honestly, I kind of understand, like, that. Like, even from, like, a girl's point of view, like, when girls, like, say stuff to, like, guys, like, all the time about how, like, oh, like, we're so much better because, like, we're girls. So, like, we could do this because we're girls.
So it's like the kind of, like, the term, like, feminist and feminazi. There's, like, type of deal where it's, like, there are girls who actually are trying to make a point type of deal.
and that they are like being like realistic. But then there's like also people called the feminazis who use that advantage of how the past was, or like they quote unquote like extremize how it used to be, and then use that to get as if more power. And it's still so messed up for me to be, like, I feel so wrong about saying this, but it's the type of deal where it's like they say it's like they use that to almost get an advantage over us, because like, I don't know if this was real or not. No, I'm not gonna say that, actually. I'm like, I don't know if it's real or not, but it's just like, still, like, I see that a few times and it just kind of annoys me a little bit, because like I think that, like, with our society has matured a lot, and we have grown a lot, and that they're still stuck on a lot of things from the past, and there are a lot of things that are still going on today that we need to fix, like, a lot of, like, women's professional sports teams, and I think that it's, like, that, and they don't get paid as much, but I also think that, there is a little bit of realism to it, how they don't get paid as much, because if we were to be honest, women's professional sports do not drag in nearly as much profit as men's professional sports, because if you, like, when's the last time that your family and or like your neighbors have all gotten together to watch the women's NBA finals compared to. And I think that, like, with, like, the Women's World Cup, that was a lot better, and that was very cool. That, yeah. But when's the last time that your family has gone together for the women's NBA finals compared to the men's NBA finals? It's just, there's a strat, there's, like, you can't be giving up money that isn't there type of deal.
Yeah, I feel like if you earn that money, that's how it is. Like, they shouldn't get to pay the same. It should just be dependent on how much they earn.
Mm-hmm. And I think that our society should try and, like, look at the other side. And I think that with the women's soccer, that it's getting a lot better. And, but yeah. Nathan, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I, at least with, like, the person I like, I kind of find myself, because I'll try to open up, you know, try to talk to them, right? It's almost like I'm trying to make time for them. It's never, like, them making time to talk to me. It's always me having to, you know, make the effort to try to get their attention all the time.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to, like, so before me and Dylan were dating, I was going to ask him out. Like, right?
It's just, and not socially acceptable at that point.
Yeah, no. No, I asked Mason, okay? And I asked him, I said, hey, you think it's, like, weird if I do this? And I had all planned out, like, I was going to go to Dutch Bros. I was going to, you know, we were going to ride on the cup, like, do you want to be my boyfriend? And I was going to go to his house and give it to him, because, and stuff. And then I was, like, talking, and then I, like, suddenly dropped hints to it, to, like, Dylan. I was like, yeah, me and Kenzie were talking about, like, girls asking our guys, like, what are your thoughts on it? And he's like, I totally think that's weird. And he's like, you better not ask me out, because if you do, I'm going to say no, like, I'm going to ask you out. And that, to me, that's like, okay, like, does it matter who asks who out?
No, I also, I also think that it's like, I think that, like, you do have to, like, work things for in life, but the fact that girls, that, like, guys are saying, like, stuff like that, where it's like, the guys have to work for it, type of deal.
Yeah, and, like, I don't feel like guys should chase after a girl, because I feel like that's stupid. Well, and no, the girls will just act.
I think that, that if you need those sometimes, because, like, it's like type, it's like the saying, like, chase after your dreams.
But I mean, it kind of sucks when you put in just full effort, and they just play hard to get the whole time. You know?
Yeah, but, like, the girl, she should also have to do, like, some things, like, reach out to him first. But, like, if the guy, like, leaves her on red and stuff, or, like, doesn't try to put an effort, that's when I think
I don't know.
Well, but I think it should be 50-50.
I don't try to leave on red, but if I ever do, like, leave someone on red, it's either because I feel like that there's nothing else to say. Like, if say, yeah. If I say, like, he, 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 and unless it's in all caps, that means that I'm, like, still, like, wanting to talk. But if I say, like, he, then it's, like, there's, like, nothing else really to say. Because, like, if I send you a meme, and then you say, ha, 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 and I say, he, then it's, like,
yeah, it's, like, end of conversation.
Unless you have, like, another meme that you want to stack onto. In that case, like, yeah. But it's, and it, or if I also leave you on red, it's because I'm at, like, either at, like, a family gathering or doing something, and I just don't want to be on my phone because I don't want to seem rude. But most of the time, I love talking to people, and I would love being in that conversation. But I also think that's, like, kind of, I feel, like, bad almost, because I feel like I put myself out there sometimes. Like, I sometimes do not want to talk to people, and I just kind of want to be by myself. But then they send me a snap, and I open it, and I just don't feel like talking, so I just leave it on red. Because, like, a lot of the times, like, and then they're like, wow, you're, like, are you being, like, why are you leaving it red, or are you being rude? It's like, and it's like, I feel, like, bad, because I don't want to talk right now, because, like, if I'm just watching a Netflix show or something, type of deal.
Well, the thing is, it's like, if I like someone, and I text them, like, hey, that took me a lot of confidence, work, and time to be able to type those three letters. And then it's like, if I'm trying to get that person to notice me and they don't even take the time to at least say, like, hi back and, like, try to get to notice me, like, I already know it's not gonna work.
You text me, hey, something. But if it's not, no, I was like talking about, like, if it's gonna be a picture type of,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm like, yeah,
but I just feel like it should be like 50-50, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you should get as much back as you put in.
Yeah.
I just... I don't know. Because... I don't know how to word this, but... at least for the person that I like, I've been, you know, trying to talk to him for a while. They've made, like, effort whatsoever. They'll leave me on red all the time.
Wait.
Is it the girl with the horse?
No. Wait, like, I'll talk to him at school.
Do you want to say who?
And I'll have, like, great conversations with him, and then I try to text him, nothing.
Do you want
to
say who it is?
No, but
Herb, do you want to text us who it is?
No.
Just no. What? I feel like that could help with the conversation, though. And we want.
Yeah.
Please, Nate.
No.
No, we won't say anything. I just want to know, though.
Wait, so you don't like that person anymore?
Well, I never really, like, liked them. I guess I did.
I think that's, like, hard, because,
But like, about this person, I've liked him for a while. I might have told you, I don't know. I don't think I did.
Is it the girl that you've been on and off with?
That was, no.
I feel like that, like, with, like, when it comes to liking someone, that is kind of rough, at least with me, because I still haven't, like, dated anyone, so I still don't know what it's, like to be liked back, in a sense, or, like, what it is to be like that. But I know that I have liked someone in the past, like, a lot, and when I say in the past, I mean, like, in the last, like, month or so, type of deal. And it was, like, they did eventually turn me down. I respect that, because, like, it's not fair that I should, just because I like you, that means that, like, you have to like me, type of deal, and I'm completely fine with that now, and I've had time to, like, think about it, and I'm like, okay, with just being friends with them. But thing is that, like, it does hurt too, with liking someone, though, too, and a lot of people think that, like, yeah, you're just in middle school, but at the same time, we're also young, and it's like,
yeah. That's, like, okay, so when me and Dylan were together, I would always, like, try so hard for him, and it was kind of, like, I was always, like, second priority. Like, I don't want to be, like, your number one thing, you know? But, like, I at least, like, want to be, like, if I text you, like, I want you to be, like, excited and, like, want to text me, but, like, he didn't want to. And it was kind of, like, I could tell he was losing interest in me, and by the end of our relationship, I wasn't really surprised he broke up with me, but it still, like, hurt. A lot, I guess. And so from that, I've, like, also learned that.
But with, like, this, the, like, when I was liking that person, it was, like, they, I think that
they knew that I liked them because I did tell them that I liked them, and they I thought that they did like me too for a bit, because they would still seem like really happy to text me, and I was like, and I was actually seeing a chance, so that just like kind of led me on more. Because when I like someone and I tell them, and if they just say, "Hey, I'm sorry," like type of deal, then, and it's like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can deal with that, because it's like, I still like, yeah, I like them, but it's like, it would like help me a little bit more. But with the thing with that, like, and I still like, I'm still fine with that person, like, we're all cool now, and I'm still fine with it all, but it's weird, because I feel like that it was almost as if I was like getting led on, and I was like kind of like already type of like,
oh, there's kind of one thing, and it's just,
and then when I did find out that they didn't like me, it wasn't because they told me right away, it was because I saw like a snap story type of deal, and it was like them with like someone else, and I was like still really happy, or I mean, I wasn't happy right away, because I was like kind of like, it was just kind of like a oof type of deal.
Yeah.
And then when they and then they did tell me later that day, because I did find out, because like my friend was like, I was like talking with them when I saw that snap story. I was like, oh, and they were good friends with them too, so they just talked, and then yeah, we talked for a bit, and that was like, I want to say like 3 weeks ago, and now we're like totally cool now. But yeah, I know that it's just kind of rough once like you, it's like type of deal where like when you like someone and you know that they don't like you back, but you still can't stop liking them. It's just that feeling of like, it's like you hitting a brick wall, knowing that you can't do anything, but you're still gonna do it.
The issue that I had is, it's almost like they're teasing me, because, you know, I'll try to take interest in other people, and that they'll end up just like, I guess you could say flirting, just slowly, just kind of like,
what is flirting though? Like what could you identify as a definition of flirting? Because you can't tell just, like, oh, they're flirting with me, unless you know them. Because like,
I've known them since, well, I've only known them since last year, but we know each other well, or I'd like to think we know each other well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the thing with the person I like, I already know they like someone else, but, like, they didn't, like, tell me that they don't like me, so I didn't get rejected, but it's kind of like we both know that, like...
Yeah. And with, like,
so
saying me about how, like, you try to like someone else, with that person, I'm still kind of feeling how you feel, because... It's tough, because, like, you try to like that, like someone else, but you just, like, your mind still keeps on going back to them.
The thing about, like, how, like,
the thing that's even worse, though, is just, because I know they're flirting as far as, like, even physically. Just, like, you know, messing around, poking each other, whatnot.
Like, could you tell, can you tell me?
And I would tell them how I felt, and like, oh, yeah, well, let's talk tomorrow or something.
Wait, could you tell me who it is, just so I can, somewhat like I feel like that it would help me clear up a few things, please.
Sure, I guess.
Okay.
Because I've liked this person for a while, mm-hmm. You know. And hold on. It feels like they've showed interest in me. Well, it's like almost 110% they showed interest in me. Or at least that's what I think.
Wait, so what?
I feel like they're showing interest in me. Because they're not saying like, oh, well, I kind of just want to be friends. They're like, no, well, let's talk some more. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to him for a while.
Wait, and you know that they like someone else though too?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
Because I've asked them about it a couple times.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you, like, I think you're kind of living in the place that I've, that, like, is, like, my hometown type of deal. It's
It's not even like I'm in the friend zone.
Yeah, no, but yeah,
but that's... it's almost like I am, but it's almost like I'm not, because they're
I'm in the friend zone.
They're showing interest.
Yeah,
but it's just like, because I'll put myself out there and whatnot, and it's not like I'm getting, well, periodically, get left unread or something.
Wait, who is
but
it?
But they'll say like, hey, we'll talk tomorrow or something. And they'll say, like good night or something. I don't know, just...
Yeah, it's
tough.
Yeah, no, the friend zone, like, I know that you're not talking about the friend zone, but, like...
Same concept.
Yeah, I used to, so I was, like, in the eThoughts, like, that eThoughts group chat, and... Again, like, when I walked into the 7th grade, I had no plan of liking anyone or being liked or dating anyone. And I still have, like, I now kind of am like, okay, I kind of want to. But it was just, like, that perception of, like, when I finally did get into the eThoughts. Because going into 7th grade, or into 7th grade, I was a complete loser. And I still am a loser, but, like, now I'm, like, a... But, it was, I would only hang out with the same group of friends from second grade, all guys. I never really had a female friend other than you, Jenna, in, like, elementary school. But after that, I never really had a female friend. And it was just, I was like, I don't really need a girlfriend right now. And I'm like, all good. And there'd be, like, no points. Middle school, there's, like, it. Like, yeah, we can, like, hug each other every once in a while. And then, like, that's that. But when I get into 7th grade, I was still on that mindset. I was still hanging out with the same group of friends. But I was seeing more and more people, like, get together. And I was like, that doesn't look too bad. And then I did like someone. And it was, like, an okay type of, like. And I was like, a little bit, like, I just, like. And I'm happy for them now because they've, like, found somebody that they clearly really do like. And it's, like, really cool to see them. And, like, we just kind of stopped talking. And I was like, yeah, whatever. But then when it came to, like, that eThoughts group chat, it wasn't that bad at first. I was, like, because I was still in that mindset. I don't really need someone right now. And then when the eThoughts split up, because the eThoughts group chat, not all of them are friends anymore. Like, a lot of them are not friends anymore. But when it came to, like, the splitting up, I did like this one girl for a bit, and it was cool. We're still really good friends now. And then she just, like, flat out told me one day, like a few days after I told her that I liked her. It was in, like, spring break. And, like, she told me, like, yeah, no, I'd rather just stay friends because I don't want to, like, ruin the friendship. And I can completely respect that. And I'm happy that she made that choice because I don't know what would have happened if we did ever, like, quote-unquote break up type of deal. And
my issue is...
What?
It's just, like, it's not like they're shutting me down. It's not like they're saying no or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they just want to be friends. They're saying they still want to talk.
Yeah.
But...
And it's like they lure you on type of deal. It's like almost like...
It's like they never say no.
It's like fishing. It's like where they bring you in almost and then they just reel you out again.
It's almost like I'm just... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But then it's like... Then like after that, I had like a bunch of female friends. And then by that time, I was convinced... I should try and get a girlfriend, maybe. And I still wasn't really trying that hard because I think that if I did really, really try type of deal and I just, like, didn't really care about who I did and I didn't care personality, I think I probably maybe could get a girlfriend or I probably could have gotten one. But the thing was that I just want it to be, like, special, like, the first one. No, and it was just, like, the fact that I had, like, four female friends, and they were all surrounding me, and I was, like, thinking that I maybe could get a girlfriend, like, all of them I was really good friends with.
I was just kind of, like, in this, like, kind of, like, limbo almost of, like, wanting, or no, I guess limbo wouldn't be the term, but it's, like, wanting to get one, but at the same time, I don't know if I, like, should, or I don't know if I like them or not, and I liked one of them, and but it's just, and it's, like, now that I'm, like, I'm still in, like, that type of mode where, like, I don't know if I should like them, I don't know if, like, because I'm really good friends with them, I don't know if I want to, like, ruin that, it's, like, yeah, it's weird.
Well, like, the person I like, I had a chance with them, like, in, like, November, and then I messed it up, and then, like, on and off, I, like, liked them, but then, it, like, now I, like, really like them, and it's, like, really ridiculous, and I know it is, and it's, like, kind of funny, because I'm just, like, a mess.
I think I know who you like, but yeah.
Yeah. I think we all know.
No, because I've heard some tea. I'm really good with hearing tea. I kind of, because, like, I'm chill with basically almost every group at school. Like, every group at school. That's what I love about, because I don't feel like, except for, like, that one YOLO comment I got today. That, I don't know, like, I know who that is, by the way.
The one that called you?
Yeah, rude. I was like, and I know who that is. And it was, like, the case that I was talking about earlier, that I just never felt like talking when they would text me. And it was like, and yeah, I feel, yeah. And it's like, because I like being able, just in a neutral zone, I can, like, walk up to nearly everyone's lunch table, know at least one person there, and get a good conversation with them. But, and then, wait, well, what was I, like, trying to, like, go off of?
I don't know. I was talking about you. Oh, you're talking about. Oh yeah, no, and I
can.
You know,
yeah, and I can, like, just, like, figure out a bunch of stuff at the school because I like being able to know a lot because it helps me. But yeah.
Anyway, the person I like, they're very confusing, but I'm pretty sure I, like, know, like, 100% they don't like me. But then we're still good friends, so I don't really care because as long as they're happy and at least I have some connection with them, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm head over. It's not like I'm dying to have a boyfriend. But I just like them, and, like, I can't control if they like me or not, because that's the decision and not mine.
I don't know, because I've asked a couple of her friends just about stuff that she does. I know one person that likes the person, or I think I know one person that likes the person that you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
And I don't think that she likes them back. And yeah, I'm not going to be surprised if, like, five plus people.
Well, because I'm at the point with where she could tell me that if she wanted to. Well, she would tell me that. I just.
And I could tell you for a fact, though, I'm good friends with the person that you're talking with, that you like. I could tell you for a fact, though, that she doesn't like. At least the person that I'm talking about back.
It feels like she has no intention to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever she does, it feels like it has to be.
Yeah.
And I talked to her friends, they said, yeah, it's probably whatever. I talked to her friends to see what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to, like, you know, do whatever, doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of just sucks because you can't do much.
Yeah, it's really just like a mind game, too. And
well, it's like I have no control whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically just head over heels, kind of.
It's like
just begging.
Yeah. When you. Wait, I don't like to say, like, I know how you feel because you really never know. I like to say I know where you come from. But, like, if I know where you come from, it's almost like as if, like, they're, like, a puppeteer and your, like, emotions are just, like, a bunch of strings. And it's, like, because, like, when I, like, still, like, a few days after I was, like, liking that person that I, like, really, really liked, it was, like, every time I talk to her, I, like her again. Because that was the thing. It was like even if I, like, wasn't thinking about that, I was like, damn. And like, and then it was like, and then I was like hit with, like, that truck of reality, like, no.
Well, because I've
ended relationships with two people this year because I couldn't stop thinking about
that one person.
Yeah. And I couldn't live with myself thinking about that one person and then dating this person. That's just not right.
That's what I'm also worried about with the whole friend thing. The whole female friend. Because, like, I'm worried that I'm, like, gonna, like, ask one of them out, have it work out, but then another one, I'm gonna get close with them again. And then it's just gonna, like, be this, like, endless loop of, like,
Because, I mean, that one person told me that, you know, told me I'm super nice and whatnot. It's just, I don't know what else I could do.
Yeah.
I mean.
Those types of deals, too, that, like, life's unfair. And not everything's going to go your way, though, too.
I mean, I can get that. Because I've been near the situation. But not this seriously.
How long has it been going on where it's like type of deal where it's like you just have like, or like how long have you liked them for, I guess I should say?
Since like the last real relationship I've had, which is like
middle
of sixth grade.
Who have you previously dated?
Before I liked her?
Or no, just like just in general.
It's Lily Weaver, and that's it.
Who?
Lily Weaver.
Okay.
Didn't you date Jade?
Yeah, but that was after... No, yeah, I guess you could count Jade, because I actually did like her.
Yeah.
So wait, when did you start liking this person?
Okay. Huh?
When do you start liking this person?
Well, I liked him on and off until after I broke up with Jade. And then I've been liking him then just straight pretty much ever since.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to come off too bold, but I don't want to come off too passive. I feel like I've made a general statement that's not, like, too abrupt.
Yeah, I think we should just end it here.
But not, like, too, like...
Though, too. Just because I think that, like, for today's episode, at least we've kind of reached...
Yeah.
77
yeah.
minutes.
No, let's just go to FaceTime, then. Well,
I don't know. I think that
we... I guess...
Yeah. Okay. Can I close it out?
Thanks, guys, for joining.
Yeah, I hope that you guys love me. Actually, no, I don't hope. I know that you guys are going to love me and that you guys are going to be begging for me to come back. And I don't blame you. I would, too.
And I'm going to come back anyways. No. Even if
we are making a whole podcast group.
Yes.
Yes.
And also, if you guys know us, you guys can request someone to come on.
Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna FaceTime now. So.
Yay!
All right, bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
I'll see you in the podcast.